Okay. Go. We're recording.
Okay. We are calling to order the regular meeting of the Board of Library Trustees on Wednesday, February 14th at 4:04 p.m. Roll call.
Okay. Chair Bruder.
Present.
Trustee Rugel.
Present.
Vice Chair Ellison.
Here.
Moving on to item number 3, public comments. Persons may address the board on any subject matter within the board's jurisdiction if it's not listed as an agenda, as an item on the agenda. State law generally prohibits the board from discussing and taking action on any issue not included on the agenda, but if appropriate, the board may schedule the topic for future discussion or refer the matter to staff. Do you have any public comments?
There are no public comments and there are no public present.
Okay, moving on to item number 4, presentations. The following items will be presentations given to the board. Action on these items is typically limited to the board receiving a presentation and providing direction or feedback to staff as appropriate. Item 4.1, library updates from City Librarian Watley.
Sorry,
I'm
just
going to
look back on the minutes to see what we asked. So clearly the children's room is complete. At least the restrooms are, portion are, they're already open. We have a couple of touches to the children's rooms that still need to be, that we're still in the process of working on, which is there's some stadium seating that's going to go on in where the previous fireplace was, and there's a mural there now, so we're going to put in the stadium seating for story time. And I think a couple of other art pieces that are coming in, and then we should be done. And then we move on to whatever else is next to be fixed. South is, again, on here, South Library flooring that's still in. They were not happy with the bid, so they rebid that process. So I think it's out, actually out for bid currently. Oleander, we have the ADA compliance, but we're likely going to move forward without doing the ADA right at this second. We're going to move forward with getting the school district in and getting the library in, and then work on the ADA while they're already there. We haven't renewed the lease yet. That's April. So I just put a note in there. We're still in discussion over Millennia Library and just kind of doing the layout and everything for that branch. So we're working on that. Programming wise,
sure. So we have tax preparation happening here at Civic on Thursday, Fridays from 10 to 2 until the 14th of April. We have the museum month passes are being distributed at all three locations, so you can. Through the Museum Council, they have over 60 museums that you can get 50% off. So you can pick those up at any of the three branches. Otay Ranch has homework help on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays from 4 to 6, kinder through 12, so you can stop by. And then for South, we are doing, we're partnering with the Energy Station teacher. And program, and we're going to have our first event on March 9th from 5 to 6:30, and we're going to focus on STEAM programs. And then we're also going to do a lot of partnerships with the animal care facility this year. Specifically at South, we're going to have a story time, and they're going to have like a vet coming through or animal control coming through to do the story times, and then we're also going to be doing educational programs with them as well.
Is their 100th anniversary?
Yes. Centennial.
Yes, their centennial.
So the plan is that they are going to take over the exhibit where the fire department is currently, so then they'll be up next. It's the next plan for staff. That's
It's Civic. They're starting to plan their planning a knitting club. I'm not sure. They're just gathering donations for the club. And I know, and it's March 5th and 6th. There's going to be a performance here by Victory Arts. Not performance. I'm sorry. It's two events for that weekend. One is called Chula Vista Has Talent, basically a talent show. So if anyone, forget what the ages are, but I think they are focused on youth. If they want, like, there's cash prizes and everything like that. There's something like, you know, they're going to try to broadcast it through Cox, through the Cox channel. And then right after that on Sunday is something called Viva Chula Vista, which is a cultural performances. That's in partnership with Teatro Magico, I think. But anyway, there's two big types of events that are going to be happening on March 5th. Weekend of March 5th, March 5th and 6th, I believe. So that's just around the corner. I think that's it in terms of programming. If I'm missing anything.
We're in Classics for Kids.
Classics for Kids. Yeah, that's going to be the mariachi, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's another one that's going to be another performing or performance coming through by Classics for Kids. They did one for, I think it was in December, basically just teaching families like instruments and just how, you know, music is kind of works and like they have how to appreciate musical instruments. In this case, it's going to be the mariachi. What date is that? Let me see.
25th.
Yeah, March 25th for that. And I think that was it for me.
Any questions?
Who's doing the mural?
It's already done.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's done by Chula Vista artist. Her name is Kyle Garrity.
She's about to start Lime and the Coconut, that giant white wall, which, you know, it's been kind of like on hold because she's trying to get permits for the sidewalk. The other thing that we're going to be putting up, the Filipino artist exhibit is coming down. We're going to be putting up a photography exhibit soon. So it's going to be sort of like important figures in Chula Vista who are currently like, we're still alive, basically, like the owners, like the founders of Lolita's, Mary Casillas Salas is going to be one of them. We just interviewed her today. So it's going to be a photo exhibit with QR codes that lead to like videos of like, you know, interviewing them. But basically, it's like we're still trying to figure out like what the branding was going to be called, but it's just like a really fascinating portrait of like sort of like the older generation Chula Vista people who built Chula Vista, you know, who are really important figures, and we're really excited to put that up. So sometime probably in the next couple of weeks, they'll start installing this. You like?
Is that the founder of
the
Price Club? Now Costco. Price Club.
Is it Chula?
I remember that.
Richard Price.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's Chula, but. San Diego, but yeah.
But I thought it was cool.
Anything else for updates? All right, moving on to number 5, action items. The items listed in this section of the agenda will be considered individually by the board and are expected to elicit discussion and deliberation. 5.1, approval of November 16, 2022 meeting minutes.
Go ahead and take a vote. Chair Bruder?
Yes.
Trustee Rubel?
Aye.
And Vice Chair Ellison?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Other business? Number 6, staff comments.
No.
No staff comments, all right. 7, chair's comments. I was just saying, I'm glad to see the children's section. I know I know I've said that before.
Ditto.
I was looking the other day at the fireplace, and I was wondering, okay, what's going on down there? So that's why I was looking at the stadium sitting, it sounds really cool.
Yeah.
And seeing the art pieces coming in, so. Yes, I would like to add to what I shared before. Trustees' comments?
No.
Wow.
Adjourning the meeting at 4:14. Adjourning to our regular meeting on March 15th, 2023 at 4:00 p.m.